Welcome to episode 3 of This Wasn't in the Course. Woo! Every time each of these episodes, I'm like, okay, this one's going to hurt a little bit. This one's going to sting a little bit. Well, it's no different with episode 3 because today we're talking about the conversion gap. And what the heck does that mean? Well, basically, you were trained to get attention, not make money. Mm-hmm. You were trained to get likes, views, comments, things, you know, like look at me type thing. This is what you have to do. You have to make people look at you. But no one taught you what to do afterwards. This episode reveals what every beginner online course left out: the actual path from audience to buyer. If you've been focused on building a following, launch something, but aren't seeing real income or conversions, this episode is what's going to connect the dots for you. Also, don't forget, don't skip the free bonuses down below and book your strategy sync session. That free call is where we'll look at your business ecosystem and customer path together. All right, ladies, let's dive in, because everyone that's listening was like, no, I signed up because I saw somebody talking about how much money they made by buying this course.
Yep.
So I got started with getting online, but yet I'm not making any money. What am I missing? What am I missing?
I love it. One of the greatest ways to my favorite analogies on this subject, because this is such a hot topic and we talk about this all the time. It feels like I just threw a giant party. Everyone RSVP'd, but no one showed up with wine. Nobody. This is
Everybody
not a party
away.
I ever want to have. This is not a party I want to have or go to. That Love doesn't it. Sound like a fun party. But unfortunately, that's how a lot of new beginners go in, right? It's like, okay, I have a reel that's gone viral. I myself, it's happened to me too. I have a reel that went viral. I have 100,000 views.
You got the attention.
I got the attention. It converted to $0. Zero. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to do with this now? I don't know what to do with all of these people. I showed up for it like I was getting paid, but I didn't. So right. Now, what's wrong with me?
Well, let's disclaimer that for a moment. This was a video that you did on your own personal brand, and it was you showing you weren't selling anything in there.
No, right? But even if I was, no, I wasn't okay. Selling anything. I
but every video is selling in some form. I mean, right. You don't want content that's just like Mr. Salesman the whole time.
Right, right.
So you're setting people up to give you those micro yeses in every mm-hmm. piece of content that you create, or creating some type of authority. No matter what. And
right.
But the issue is courses are teach you all the beginner how to get started courses. The advice stops at the scroll, not the sale.
Right.
They keep you stuck on, I got to have the right hooks, the right lighting. I have to do these types of content. And just the plain old, you just got to be consistent advice, which we shared in the last episode. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, you end up showing up with no plan, no strategy, no systems in place. And that's what you need for a successful business online. Unfortunately, instead of looking at the real reason you aren't seeing conversions, you're led to believe that really this is an issue with yourself.
Right.
So you go buy another beginner course because you think you missed something. Mm-hmm. You buy an upsell to the beginner course because you think you missed something. And you're starting this stuck in this getting started loop again. Oh, and it just goes over and over and over. I have met entrepreneurs that are posting content. They've been in the online space with a business for over a year and have zero conversions. And they're still following the same system, but the system isn't helping them because they've already launched and they don't realize that.
Right. And then I must be broken. So I have to go back and start over again and start over again and restart and start and start. Like you said, they're stuck in that cycle. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to be consistent. You have to post X amount of times a day, or you have to have this many videos posted before you can do this, et cetera, et cetera. Well, and then my focus is, well, I got to go viral. Well, that's cute, but it doesn't pay your bills. There's no conversion attached to going viral. It doesn't mean anything in the strategy of your business. That's where people get lost in the weeds and they're not focused on the strategy anymore. What's my plan? What's my strategy? What do I have to do? Because right now, all I'm doing is the blind leading the blind, posting, 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 hoping that something takes off. But then what?
Well, and then you'll even see some, they go down this, they take a left turn towards a full focus on being viral.
Right.
And now their content has nothing to do with their business. They're not making any sales, but they're getting a shit ton of views. And that makes them feel good.
Right.
Initially, because they have those vanity metrics, but it's not converting to dollars in their bank account. It's not actually building their business. And yes, you do need attention. So we're not saying you don't, you need traffic, you need attention, you need eyeballs on your stuff. It is a skill to learn. And you have learned that. You got that from that beginning get started course. But now you need to turn it into aligned, repeatable income that is a system within your business. Your content isn't broken. It's just missing the next step in the journey, next level.
It doesn't mean you're bad at what you do. It means now you need to take what you've learned how to do and learn how to convert it. So, you know, analogies are my favorite thing. If you look at the attention part, so attention is like a match, right? Whereas conversions are the fireplace that has the fire going consistently. Now I'm consistently generating an income, but attention is what gets it started. If I don't know what to do next, all I'm doing is sparking that match consistently, but there's no fire.
Right.
And that's the problem. That's where people get lost. Well, let me just grab another match, grab another match, grab another match. No, you need to actually learn how to start the fire and stoke that fire so it's continuously going. That's what you're going to, when you figure that out, you're not bad at content, right? You need to learn what to do after you've got that fire going to keep it going.
You know, and that's the key. And I want to make sure we're abundantly clear. That starter course, the first one you took, that you finally made that leap of, I'm going to start something. That was awesome.
Yeah.
It got you going. That was a great thing. So we're not putting down the how to get started courses at all. I want to make that really clear. But you staying stuck and repeatedly rebuying new getting started courses is a problem. You're not leveling yourself up to the next level that you need and that is required for your business.
You're staying stuck in the let's get started again over and over and over. You've already started. It's like if I'm in grade one, I've completed grade one. I've learned how to color inside the lines. I've learned how to do all the things. I have to go into grade two. I'm not going to stay in grade one for the next 4 years.
And there's a lot of people just redoing first grade over and over again, hoping for magic that's going to get them to eighth grade. It's like, that's not how this works.
Right now in TikTok, I'm stuck in that algorithm. And I don't know how I got there. I'm going to get myself out of it. But it's, you know, go to Canva, create a one-page PDF, sell it for $10 100 times, get a quick $1,000.
It's easy. Like, you can have $1,000 in a week. I saw that.
Yeah, exactly.
This is all you have to do. These five steps and you'll have $1,000 in a week. And I said, what a bunch of shit.
I'm like, this is where that whole scam marketing comes from.
Yeah.
This is what gives the feeling of the ick to people going, that's not real. Yeah. And then they start to combine everything. Well, if it's talking about being able to make money online or selling things online, now it's all a scam.
Right, right. And we want for you, the listener right now, to break out of that. And we want you to feel good about the business you're building. And it's not going to be cookie cutter. It's not going to be the same as every other person. And that's why it's important to jump on a call, have that, you know, one-on-one and just talk about your business with somebody mm-hmm. and to get into a new room of like-minded people that are at the same stage. It's really hard to progress forward if you're in a room of entrepreneurs that are all like, so I'm thinking about getting started. And you're like, dude, I already got started 6 months ago. I'm thinking about getting conversions. And that's right. where that big gap is that we're talking about today, that conversion gap. Is you're at a different stage. So you guys don't serve each other. Mm-hmm. So you got to get into the next room and with people that are at that same stage as you.
But you also, and I love that. That's absolutely correct. So when we talk about this all the time, leveling up, getting into a new room. Mm-hmm. The other area where people get stuck, the blind leading the blind. We're all at the mm-hmm. same stage, but we're all going to learn from each other. Right. No, we're not.
I've been in this room the longest, so now I'm going to start teaching you.
Right.
And it was only a week longer than you.
Exactly. Getting in a room with people of not only that are at the same stage as you, but being able to learn from people who are at an entirely different stage from you. Right. That's the room you want to get into.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You don't want to be stuck in a room just of people at the same stage. Not that that's not wonderful. And you'll all shout each other out and support each other, but you can't learn anything from each other, which means, again, you're just stuck on the same cycle, the same loop. You're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And it's not about being the loudest.
Mm-mm.
We've talked about that in the last episode, mm-hmm. but it is about being clear. And most of us, we think we're being clear. We can be clearer. We can add more clarity into the way we communicate, in the way we reach our avatar, who we're trying to make in our content. Every piece and every conversation in the DMs, every email we send, there is always a chance to be even more clear.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Think about how many times you've sent a text message to your partner, your spouse, your friend, a loved one, someone you don't like, doesn't matter. How many times, and there's a famous skit about it that's all over the internet, how one person perceives something that you've sent is entirely different than what you thought you said.
Mm-hmm.
So something that I learned years ago, anytime I go to send a message of any kind, text message, email, DM, doesn't matter. I read it 3 times. Would this make sense to me if I had no idea what I was talking about? If the answer is no, I gotta reword it a little bit. I gotta tweak it.
There's an entire psychology around that. I'm happy you brought that up because I can send a text message in the sweetest, nicest tone.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not necessarily in that sweet, nice mentality at the moment and you receive it, mm-hmm. it's portrayed differently. So if it's like, oh, I thought you were mad at me. How in the hell, reading my text, would you think I was mad at you, right?
So you and I did this last week. I sent Dawn sent me a message. I sent a message and Dawn sent me a message, said, you're talking to me all in caps and exclamation points. What's wrong?
And I was okay?
Huh? What are you talking about? No, that's not at all what I meant. I just meant, no, wait, I've already done that. Like, I'm excited because I'm like, no, I've already tried that. It happens.
I thought she was having a moment. I'm like, Bonnie, you okay? Do you need help? And she's like, you frustrated? She's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
So this goes back to communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having more clarity, and a confused buyer doesn't buy. Mm-hmm. So if they are unclear, they will not take action.
Nope.
So really the focus goes from being, how much attention can I get on my stuff, to how can I be more clear and help my audience make a decision.
Yep.
And that's when those conversions will begin to happen for you.
Absolutely. It's not about look at me, look at me, mm-hmm. look at me, look at me. And that's what a lot of people want, especially when they're getting started. I need to go viral. Make sure you're looking at me. No, it's about, this is for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be very, very clear on how what I have can help you.
Right.
That's it.
And it doesn't mean you have to do more. This is when that person, some of you will go into that hustle culture mode.
Oh.
Okay. We've got to rewire the way you do business. Mm-hmm. And basically, you're creating content and creating systems and following a plan that turns attention into trust and trust into action. So this is a great example. There is a lot of noise out there, like you need to post 900 times a day, go live twice, blah, blah, blah. Like you've got to just hit it hard, go crazy. And everyone that doesn't do that feels like they're failing, right? Because they're not getting the conversions. So they think it's because of the number of times. But what if you had better content that was more focused, that was once or twice a day instead of 10 shitty ones? Mm-hmm. And here's a great example. You'll see this if you ever get into paid ads. And I've dealt with clients that were dealing with paid ads in the past. And there is this misconception that, oh, this ad isn't performing. I'm not getting conversions from this ad. So I'm going to throw more money at it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go, crap, I just lost 10 grand. I kept throwing more and more money at it. And it's still, I didn't get a single conversion. And it was like, because it was a shitty ad.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a system set up behind it after the click to actually move them through the buying process. So it didn't matter how much money you throw at it. And it's the same with content. It doesn't matter how many times you post a day. If it's crappy content that doesn't have a strategy and a plan behind it, it's going nowhere.
Yep.
It's going nowhere.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, with paid ads, a lot of people go into paid ads, especially initially, thinking that the ad is going to do the selling for you. If I just throw money at this, it's going to magically convert. My people are going to buy.
Right.
Well, no, not at all. It's just helping your, it's broadening your reach.
Right.
Again, if it's a good paid ad. Same with your content. If I see your content on social media, let's say, Joanne, you're putting content out. If I look at our content, ClickCrafted content, if I look at a piece of content, do I know exactly what we offer? Do I know, am I 1,000% clear on who our target audience is, who our avatar is? If I'm looking at this, is this content for me? Is it clear? Does it make sense? If it does, I could post that once a day and convert very well.
Is this going to help?
Right.
Is this going to help? And it's not about nurturing. I can't say that word without having a tone.
I know.
I hate it. I hate this nurturing trap. Nurturing, I call it a nurturing trap because it makes you fall into an even, it makes the conversion gap even bigger. Mm-hmm. You get even further away from a conversion. Because when you focus on, I just need to nurture them more, instead of ask for the sale, go for the sale. You're now stuck in the friend zone.
Yep.
They don't want to take action. They don't want to go on a date with you. When we have somebody we're interested in real life and we want to date them, it's a pretty quick conversion, whether that's a yes or no. Let's go get coffee. We have to do the same thing in our content.
Right. We're not hoping by nurturing them that we're going to convince them to like us more.
No, and it's not like
nurture, get a puppy.
Right. Maybe they'll ask me out in 6 months after we nurture our relationship. Yeah. Forget that. Done. No, that's not how that works. And it's the same in your business. It's the same with your content and the relationships that you build towards conversions. Because that's why we're building relationships. We're there to help people with the result of conversion.
Right.
All right. There was a lot. This was a powerful one. And we probably went over a little bit, but that's all right. So if you've ever said, why are they just not buying? This is your turning point. It's not the time to quit. This is your sign. I need to make a change. I need to make an adjustment. So the bonuses down below are there to help you make that adjustment. Book your strategy sync session. And in episode 4, we're going to pull back the curtain on what scaling really looks like. And it's not what the ladies on Instagram are showing you. I love it. I can't wait. We'll see you then.